Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Arrigo. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Arrigo. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Phil Lynch. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The left fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cleet Boyer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bouton. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Jim Bouton. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Virals. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Virals steals second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virals scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson takes first base on ball 4. Lynch moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynch moves to third. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Lynch scores. Richardson moves to third. It's Twins, 1, Yankees, 1. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richardson scores. Mantle moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Twins 1. the Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Twins 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton strikes out. Two outs. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lins takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Richardson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lins moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rollins moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Twins 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mantle moves to second. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Yankees. Jim Perry now pitching. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 1. the Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Yankees. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Jim Perry. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bouton is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lins hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richardson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Mantle is chasing the ball. Oliva rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 4-3, Yankees. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mantle strikes out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pepitone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Don Minter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez bunts towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bouton bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gonzalez moves to third. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins has Gonzalez trapped. There's the throw to Batty and back to Rollins, who tags Gonzalez for the out. Lins moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-3 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a pop-up towards short. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Blanchard pinch hits for Jim Bouton. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard strikes out. Hal Renef pinch runs for Johnny Blanchard. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lins bunts towards the mound. Worthington fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Worthington. Renef moves to second. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Richardson bunts towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Snyder covering, for the out. Renef moves to third. Lins moves to second. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-4 in the game. Lopez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mantle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mickelson now pitching. Archie Moore now playing first base. Joe Pepitone now playing center field. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Al Worthington. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gorrell moves to second. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lenz fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.